From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Chris Faulkner reading Passion Flowers by Molly Charles. Chapter 1. In a perfect world, a woman afraid of water would not have to fly over 2,000 miles of it just to keep a promise. But it was not a perfect world. Lee Taylor Cole had known that for as long as she had known how to spell her own name. And after traveling from Seattle to Hawaii, renting a car, and finding Maui Mike's Banyan Grill, she wasn't surprised to have another of her maxims fulfilled. If you think things are bad now, just wait. Not only did the restaurant face the water, but the sea-green clapboard structure with white trim and decks on two levels cantilevered over the water. Glancing around, she let out a heavy sigh. To cap it off, all she could see was an endless, diamond-dimpled stretch of Pacific Ocean. The sparkling reflection hurt her eyes. She'd buy a new pair of sunglasses with darker lenses, she decided, and while she was at it, get earplugs to block out the annoying splish-slap and whoosh of the surf. Her only consolation was that she would not be here long. A throng of tourists swept her down the Hyannis Front Street to the entry of Mike's. Before she lost her nerve, Lee pushed through the swinging doors into the din of Saturday night revelers. The smell of frying fish hit her nostrils, and her stomach executed a neat somersault as she fought the urge to spin on her heels and leave. But leaving wasn't an option. She promised her boss, Olivia Kearney, that she would track down her grandson, David. She'd find him and get him back to Seattle alive and kicking and ready to reunite.